Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
'Cause there's something down there.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Red Rebel Radio. I'm your host, Ben, here in England and somewhere else. He's back in England, everyone! Swampy, welcome back to the fold. Oh.
Well, good afternoon, listener. Good evening, listener. Oh, indeed, hello, Ben. Just you and me talking and rambling again. But yes, I am indeed back in the Republic. Well, via Stockport for the next few days. And obviously that means catching the mighty, mighty FC United tomorrow in action against... Hereford.
Now, first things first, matters are rising. A public apology for not being here last week. Unfortunately, Swampy had a sore throat.
I did indeed, and believe it or not, actually, it started to come back again.
Oh, my God.
But hopefully everything should be okay for tomorrow.
Good. Excellent news.
Depending on tonight's festivities.
And the other thing to add as well is, despite the fact we weren't here last week, and despite the fact we never gave an apology... No one said, where's Red Rebel Radio? So has the listener now got used to the idea that we are very inconsistent and we don't really care if we do a show or not? They've gone, well, we don't care if you do a show or not. We don't care either.
In all fairness, Ben, I think that's how the radio has been going for the last 14 years. I don't think anyone really cares if we're on or off. If we're there, we're there. If we're not, we're not. It's just one of those things. We put our... You know, our life on the line for this football club, for this radio station. And
our
what
lives?
Thanks do we get?
It's not
our lives.
We're not in the army.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Marina Way.
Yeah.
In the olden days.
Fleetwood Away. Fleetwood Away, that was quite hairy.
Prescott Cables under a pseudonym. You know, these are things that people don't realise. Standing behind flags at the Giant Axe Stadium because we're banned. You know, we've put ourselves on the line for this football club. And what thanks do we get? I'll tell you what we get. We get none. We don't even get anyone going, oh, why, where's Red Rebel Radio? I feel like we should stop the show now, Ben. Just give up. Just give up. I really do. I can't see the point of it.
Get in touch. Let us know. Do you actually care that we're here? We care that you care. How's that? That's
well,
what a good strap line that is. I'll use that for next season. FCM Radio, we care because you care. Lovely. Lovely, like that. Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it? It's like having a cracker.
Oh, we care. We care, but do you give a toss?
No, we care, so you don't have to.
What, give a toss?
No. Whoa. Family show and all that. Right.
Pardon?
So,
family show.
Tomorrow is a very exciting day for everyone here at FC Radio because there's a small chance, and it's only a small chance. We've never actually got in touch with them to you know, reach out the hand of friendship or anything like that. But there's a chance that Trevor and Simon could be there tomorrow, Swampy, and that excites me the most. Not 3 points, not getting ourselves out of the relegation zone, meeting Trevor and Simon, or Frank and Simon, or whatever the names
Ben,
are.
In all fairness, I have actually brought a pair of very loose-fitting pants just so I can swing them in front of them. Because you know, that they are the sort of the Morecambe and Wise, the Laurel and Hardy, the... Naturally not, the little and large.
I was going to say, it's little and large, isn't it?
Of Hereford Radio, yeah. And good value they are. And it'll be interesting to know what they think of certain issues that are going on in the football world at this moment in time. And I'm sure tomorrow, if we find them, we see them, we'll have a little chat. I'm wondering if they listen to us as much as we listen to them.
No, which would be basically... They don't even know we exist. Not having it. No idea.
Well, maybe the case. I've only listened to them once, so, I mean...
And what a show it was, everyone. And what a show it was.
It was an amazing show. But yes, if for the listener that doesn't realise who they are, they are Hereford's answer to Little and Large on the radio.
Very good value. Or Swampy and Ben, in many ways.
If you say so, Ben, I'm not going to argue that point.
Now, just before we get to tomorrow's football and all that palaver and what the chances are, some other matters are rising since we last went to air, and we'll do Politics Corner later, Swampy, so save your venom and all that. But what's this own AFC all about? Where's this come from?
Well, Ben, in my notes, Championship Manager's back, only 49 quid to cock up another football club. Primarily,
is that how much it costs? 49 quid.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably the average price of indeed buying Championship Manager, isn't it? I would have thought
about that. Yeah,
I mean, they're not cheap. These computer games are cheap nowadays. But yeah, it's back. I think they're looking at. Hello, son. They're looking at four non-league clubs. It's ridiculous. It really is. It's got Ebfleet written all over it. I mean, Ebfleet did come out of it, didn't they?
Yes.
Eventually, and they're a stable club now. But why on earth would you want to play for a football club governed by kids that never leave the bedroom? You know, pretty got tissues on the floor everywhere and magazines because
they've got colds. Because they've got colds, and because they like Modern Railway magazine, they're covered.
You know what? You're starting to sound like the nine that left the centrists. You know what I mean, let people make their own mind up what I meant by that, Ben. That's the beauty of radio. I set them up. You're not supposed to nod them in, tell everybody what it actually isn't, and make the humour out of that. So stop doing it. But anyway.
Yes. £49 per share. They've contacted 50 non-league clubs, according to the BBC. And the side earmarked for takeover is in tier 6 or 7. Anyway, just to say, Championship Manager isn't the go-to game anymore. It's Football Manager, but Championship Manager 102 was the best one. Just to be clear,
I was out playing football. I was actually out doing things rather than sitting at the bedroom. I bet your bedroom was painted black as well, wasn't it? I bet every wall was black, full of gloom. I bet you listened to the Sisters of Mercy or some because you weren't listening when you were young. You weren't listening to 1960s Keesh music like you do now. You were probably listening to Boyzone or something like that in a darkened room.
How dare you? How dare you? My room had United wallpaper, in case you're wondering. So, yeah.
Well, Newcastle United.
Brilliant. Anyway, no FC United. I was well ahead of my time. Right, let's talk about... best of luck to...
Your dress sense, though, isn't it? That's regressed.
That's regressed, although I don't wear my proper shell suit pants anymore like I used to when I was a kid. What were they for, those proper pants that you used to have as a kid? What were they for?
What proper pants? What are you talking about?
Oh, I forget you're older than me. You used to have, like, Kappa or Diodora shell pants, and they had proper things.
Oh, yes. I know what you mean. I don't know why. They were shiny. They looked good. and also, when you were warming up on the bench and you could just rip them off, like in a striptease type way.
No, because they only went up so far. It was absolutely pointless. There was no reason for you to have studs, proper studs, buttons, things like that all the way up your leg, because they stopped just above the knee. So it was pointless, really pointless.
Right. Yeah. Good. That's wasted about 3 minutes of this show for no apparent reason. You're talking about a pair of pants that you used to wear.
We digress, and let's talk about the football then tomorrow. FC United again. Apart from Trevor and Simon joining us, this is a big game tomorrow, Swampet. I mean, what's your take on it?
It's a big game.
Thank you. And join us next week to find out how it all panned out. We've covered all bases. We've discussed football politics with our own FC stuff. A bit of pop culture, literal pop culture, with those pants that used to unpop. We've discussed the game tomorrow. End of the show.
I think we've done a fine job. Well done, everybody. Just like to thank. like to thank the producer, the director, the scriptwriters for everything they've done in this show. It's possibly been the greatest show, and I expect a Sony Award nominee for next year.
Heading into this game, though, Joel Senior's left. He's gone off to Curzon Ashton. We don't know if there's been any inbound. We do the Renault interview later on Friday night, so we're not too sure at the moment. But it's just not worked for Senior, has it?
Well, he had a terrific season last season. In his first season, you know, coming from Northwest County straight into the National League North, and he's had second album syndrome, hasn't he? I mean, it took the Stone Roses about 18 years to actually create a second album, and then it was half decent, but it wasn't brilliant.
Oh, the second coming was fine. Don't be like that. Don't be that guy.
I said it was half decent. I didn't say it was brilliant. Because you wait so long, and you wait so long for something after you've actually seen something or listened to something of beauty, and then it slightly disappoints you. It's like probably seeing an ex-partner who you madly fell in love with when you were young, and about 30 years later you see them and you're going, ooh. That was a good stare.
Hello, Mrs. X Swamper. Anyway, carry on.
No. I said partner. I wasn't talking about me. No, I was talking about generally.
Carry on.
That's dreadful, Ben. The insinuation that I was talking about someone I knew. I think for Senior, this season has been very frustrating. We know there's been problems on occasions with his registration. He hasn't figured, but I understand exactly the reason why he's gone, because if he's not getting first team football, and as a young lad he wants to, you're going to move, and I've got no problem with him doing that at all. I would have liked him to stay and fight for his place, but he's been given an opportunity to actually definitely stay in the division next season with Curzon Ashton. They play a good style of football on a beautiful footballing surface. I think it's a good move for him. I wish him all the very, very best. I would have liked to stay at FC United, but it hasn't been his season this year. And, you know, he wants to progress his career in football. You know, he had a trial down at Bournemouth. He took himself there, you know, off his own back. So he's very keen. He wants to make a living out of the game, which I fully understand. And, you know, everyone's saying, oh, well, he's going to be this, that and the other. He's a very young man still, very, very young man. You know, he's got an opportunity to now progress his career perhaps a little bit with more regular football. And I hope you know, he proves everybody wrong and he goes on to get a career in football. But if not, he'll have a decent semi-professional career. So we had him for a season and a bit. Absolutely superb last season. This season's not worked for him, but very good luck to him. And we wish him all the very best.
Absolutely. And just speaking about the Tameside clubs, there was a match midweek which was quite handy for us. And that was the match between Ashton United and Kidderminster Harriers, which Kidderminster Harriers won by 1-0. And at the same time, Charlie beat Nuneaton Borough by 2-0. So where we are is Ashton United and Nuneaton have all played the same number of games as us now. The gap between Ashton United and FC is 4 points. So something to work on there, something to build upon, I suppose.
It is. I mean, the week this weekend, you know, it's a big one. Alphaton are playing Ashton. Guiseley have got Southport. But the thing about Guiseley have got two games in 3 days. They play Southport at home against Southport tomorrow. And on Monday, they're against playing Curzon. Those two results go against Guiseley. We win tomorrow. Ben, it's on.
It is on. Do you want to go to that game on Monday, by the way? Do you want to go to that? Are you still here? Like, I quite fancy that. Actually, no. Guys, they don't play nice football. Let's not do that.
Oh, thanks for answering answering for me there, Ben. That's very kind of you.
That's exactly what you were thinking, wasn't it? I could tell.
Would your granddad like some soup? I think I'll have. No, he's okay. He shakes. I'll have to spoon feed him. So just get him some mashed potato.
Excuse me.
And carrots in
Excuse
the corner.
Me. I've worked with you now for 10 years, and I can guarantee that noise you made when I suggested that idea was exactly that. Guys, they play terrible football. I'm not interested, Ben, but thanks for the offer. That 2 seconds of that's what that was.
Right that now. Wasn't Ben. What I was thinking, pure and simple, was the fact that I'm here for a finite amount of time, and if I spend it all at football, family aren't going to be particularly happy. So in that respect, you back me into a corner, and I'm definitely going now.
I've not cleared it with my family.
You have no family.
Don't be like that. Anyway, so FC United against Hereford tomorrow, and as Swampy said, there's some other big games taking place as well, involving fellow relegation candidates. The fact of the matter is, though, Swamper, can't afford to draw tomorrow, can't afford to lose. It has to be win-win-win now. Not all the way towards the end of the season, but in the majority of games.
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, we've said this, haven't we? The two draws have been good to a degree. The football being played has been decent. You know, I did hear somebody saying, "Oh well, we were lucky last week." You know, against Southport, with you know, they scored a goal and then it disallowed. Well, they scored a goal that was disallowed because the player actually rolled the ball with his arm towards the goal. Excuse me.
It was a blatant arm. It was a blatant handball. It was ridiculous. Oh, and at first, I thought the ref didn't see it.
Well, if he hadn't seen it, blooming neck, I think there would have been a riot.
The other thing to say was Renault came in for a bit of stick after that game on social media. You probably didn't see this because you don't do Twitter and that. But Renault said in his post-match interview, the target was a point. Coming to Southport, they've still got one eye on the playoffs potentially. Coming here and getting a point, that's good. I think people got confused that, you know, what Renault's saying there isn't necessarily he targeted a point. It's to try and keep the momentum going by hook or by crook.
Yeah, certainly. And momentum is key. I mean, it's key in football. It's key for FC United. It's key for the Labour Party. Oh, that's a good political segue there. Going away to Southport, getting a result is decent. Let's not forget, they battered Chorley. Only a week and a half before, 5-3. They were 5-0 up.
And unlucky against Stockport as well.
Very, very much so, yeah. So I think a point is decent, yeah. Any other stage of the season, everyone would go, what a great point. However, everyone obviously wants us to stay in the division, and they're clutching. We've got to win our home games. That's what we've got to do. And we go away from home and we do not lose. And that is the only way we're going to get out of it. So, you know, he's got to try different tactics, work in different ways. And if he can do that, and he gets us to stay up.
But he's the manager of the team, and he's not necessarily talking to the supporters there. He's talking to the players, isn't he? So, you know, it's like, that's a good point there. Keep your heads up, lads. Let's keep going. Because if you looked at the league table, you'd have a right cloud over your head, wouldn't you?
Well, indeed, yes. Especially in Manchester, he's always cloudy, isn't it? But, no, I mean, the thing is, we know the players do listen to the radio as well. I mean, I know more than most, because players have spoken to me about comments I've made over the years. Some thanking me, others going, if you weren't even needed enough, and I just, it's about opinions, mate. It's about opinions, and I've got one, and I'm going to discuss it on air all about you. And I'm recording this, by the way, while I'm talking. So there, I'm putting this on the radio as well. I don't know. But,
what a dark chamber of your brain we just entered there, Swampy. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Good. Just to say, I mean, we might as well do Politics Corner now at this point. And obviously, last week there were concerns that Swampy had left FC Radio to pastures new, I believe is the phrase. He's appointed himself as chairman, chief producer, and lead presenter of the new independent FC Radio station. But it's not true. You're here, aren't you? You're here, so that's good news.
I am here, but for how long I don't know, because I actually am currently, and this is serious, in negotiations with a French, Belgian radio station that is well known. It's a very left leaning radio station that talks politics and sport, and one of their chief presenters, and who also happens to be the director of the station, is a friend of mine, and I might be doing some form of British political show.
It's not what you know, everyone. It's not what you know. It's who you know.
That's nice, isn't it, Ben? That's good.
You just said he's a friend of yours. It's not like
he is. Yes. because of my Facebook feeds and because of the information I put out there.
He
liked it, and he approached me saying, "You're the kind of guy that we might fancy on this show."
Right.
So I said, thank you very much. Who are you? He went, you know who I am. I drink with you every night. I went, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, fair enough.
He's not been in touch for a reference. I don't know if that's, you know...
Well, there will be one forward. I mean, I'm going to... Don't get me wrong. I'm going to stick with FC Radio as well.
I am
freelance, you know, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do it until basically I probably don't do it anymore.
Good point.
If you eat apples, you'll never know what bananas taste like.
Who said that?
Jordi Cruyff.
Well, there we go. I always like Jordi Cruyff. I like the fact that... The thing about Jordi Cruyff was, I remember when he came back to United just to wish them good luck before the European Cup final. All respect to the lad, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's managing in China. And that's his quote, yes. I find it interesting. If you only eat apples, you'll never know what bananas taste like.
Well, Cantona came out with a cracking quote last week, wasn't he? Where he was asked, who do you want to see win the league, City or Liverpool? And he said, don't ask that question. It's like deciding if I want wood for teeth and sponge for legs. Something quite nice. Right, Coach Shikan Malcolm also returns on Saturday. And the demo band, is that the name? The demo from Middleton. Will be taken to the stage at Coach Shikan Malcolm. I think doors open at 1 o'clock underneath the St. Mary's Road end. And John Darwin, friend of the show, he'll also be doing some poetry, I believe. So
the doors are opening underneath the SMRE?
Yes.
Why do you have to actually tell them what do you mean underneath?
Well, the bit underneath the SMRE. Underneath the stand.
But you just say... I don't even know why you're telling people the doors are opening under the SMRE. I think people can make up. There's like, oh look, there's a levitating door. Is it through there? You just go.
What
the doors?
Earth?
The door. The,
what
this, then you go.
That's a fair enough thing to have said. I don't understand. Why is that doors, so wrong?
Doors open at the SMRE at 1 o'clock. The doors underneath the SMRE. It's like your secret sort of like door section. In you go. Close the doors. Ooh, there you go.
It's a fair enough thing to have said. That's all.
If you could say the word thing, it'd be all right.
Oh,
you can't.
Don't be like that. Also, just before we leave, a big congratulations to the Supporters Trust at Blackpool. It's taken a few years, but they got there in the end. And a big congratulations to everyone at the club for what they've achieved over the last week or so.
What have they achieved, Ben?
He's gone. That's. Yeah. I'm not going to say.
He has gone.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'll say what will be interesting after all of that, which will be very interesting, and it might happen this season, or it could actually happen this season. It'll be interesting to see how it affects the attendances at Fylde, because a lot of supporters have gone to watch Fylde, and a few of Blackpool Mechanics and a few others. But it will be interesting to see how that affects the crowds. Those clubs in and around Blackpool, because obviously at this moment in time they've got decent crowds. Whether they go back or whether they stay, it should be interesting. But well done, you're right, very well done to Blackpool.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's not just when we went to Fylde a couple of times last season, the year before, it wasn't just Blackpool fans, was it? It was Blackburn fans were also there, and Bolton fans have got issues with their clubs. Over recent seasons. So, yeah, anyway.
There you go. Yeah, very good.
Swampy,
wonderful.
We're not done a tourist guide of Hereford because there's no point, because FC United are the hosts tomorrow. But just before we go, just a quick prediction from your good self about what you expected tomorrow, other than a levitating door just above the SMRE.
Oh, it's above the SMRE now. I like that. Well, it would be if it's levitating, wouldn't it? It couldn't be below. Well, you could have a levitating door below. I don't know. Below. Wow. Tomorrow, Hereford. It will be the first time FC have the opportunity. Well, we've had it a couple of times, but if we win tomorrow, it's back-to-back against Hereford. The first time we've done it this season, won't it, I think? I can't think of any other season that we've beaten home and away. Can you, Ben?
Nope. No, I can't.
In that case... I think it's going to be a tough ask, tough game, but I've got to say an FC win. I have to. There's no point in being despondent or saying, oh, it's doom and gloom and we're going to get beaten by, you know, 3-1. But I think if we can combine the last two performances, bring them together and put a good shift in, and that's all you ask. You put the players to put a big shift in, work hard, do as they're instructed, keep their confidence and not concede, then it'll be an FC win tomorrow. And it should be a good game, live and exclusive on FC Radio, by the way, everybody. And tomorrow's commentary team will be hosted by Stato Paul, Emily Maguire, and
you,
James Quinn.
No, James isn't there, it's you. It's just you.
It's me?
Yeah, yeah. James isn't back now until April.
I'm commentating tomorrow.
Yes.
But am I even going to the game, Ben? I'll have a word with my management team and see if I can rearrange my schedule. And if it's at all possible, I will try and get
I put a good word in for you at that Belgian radio station you're going to be jumping ship to soon.
Ben, I do not want you approaching them in any way, shape, or form. I want the job. I actually want the job. Although saying that, you know, on Thursday, believe it or not, I'm actually going to see the ambassador, the Brexit ambassador.
Who are you? What are you doing? You're out of control. Go on.
It's to discuss how it will affect people in the European Union abroad. And basically, we're going to have a chat to her. She's going to give us some information of what we can expect on and so forth.
When you say you're having a chat, you mean you're going to be in a room with other people who are in a similar position you're in?
No.
Just you.
Private.
Just you.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And just to finally finish things off with, I believe there's a politician who's about to do a walk from Sunderland all the way down to London. Just a quick prediction, Swampy, from yourself. How many miles is he going to do before he gets a car?
I've not seen this news, Ben, so you're going to have to give me a little bit
it's
of...
It's Farage. Farage is doing a protest march from Sunderland all the way down to London.
When did this... I mean, I was only with him on Wednesday. He never mentioned this on Wednesday night in the local in Belgium.
Just to add as well, for more information on Swampy's trips abroad...
Six miles, Ben.
Thank you.
I throw him to the North Sea. 6 miles, throw him into the North Sea and say, you can swim. You can swim back over to Belgium.
I've got to go and interview the Brighouse manager now, so we're going to have to end the show there, I feel. But Swampy...
Oh, then, just this is you with... With you throwing names out there, I'm going to interview the Brighouse manager.
You can also hear from Swampy. Are you on the non-league show this week?
No, okay. Because I'm actually going to a beer festival this afternoon.
You can hear from Swampy more on the NPL show this week. We decided to do.
You can hear more of Swampy. You can hear Swampy more. You can hear more of Swampy.
You can hear more. That's of what you meant. Shut up.
You there
can
hear, you go.
Shush. You can hear more of Swampy. on the NPL show, which is also available on this very station. We decided to let him in on this month's show, and it worked out quite well actually, Swampy. I finished editing it, and it's quite good. So
it was entertaining, to be honest. I got some very strange looks. I was sat in a corner in my local bar in Belgium with a headset on, shouting every 5 seconds. I mean, people, what? There's a man there just I pretty much look like a trade enthusiast.
Dokey. Swampy, you're closing your song of the week, please, my friend.
It came to mind at the very beginning of the show, Ben. You said something, and I thought, you know what, the strap line, it was there for next season, and therefore it has to be Faith No More's We Care A Lot.
Have a lovely time, Swampy, and we'll speak to you tomorrow live in person at Broadhurst Park.
Good afternoon, listener. Good morning, listener, and good evening, listener.
Bye.
And this has been a professional broadcast on behalf of FC Radio and the Red Rebel Radio Show. We'll see you all again next week. But in the meantime, here's some fantastic music. And equally, tune in tomorrow to FC Live from 1:30.
2:30.
It's 2:30.
Do I do it again?
Leave that in.
I'm going... That was the joke!
We care a lot! We care a lot! We care a lot! About disasters, fires, floods, and killer bees. About the NASA's
FC Radio. Radio with balls.